To find out more about today's topics, go to travelbagswithanita.com. Now, back to the show on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
King of the road, I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names.
Welcome back. You are listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on WDUN AM 550. And if you're just joining us, you have missed some really great interviews, but not to worry. As always, we have you covered on our website, www.travelbagswithanita, and that is Anita with two N's, .com. And you can go there and listen to the whole show. Because we just wrapped up interviewing Cornelia Bailey, who is the island historian over on Sapelo Island. And it's just, I mean, it's just fascinating always to listen to her tell the stories of Sapelo. And I have to quickly tell this little story. When Bill and I first got married, we went to Sapelo for our honeymoon. And I had just read Cornelia's book, and I called her up and said, may I come and just talk to you? Because I was so fascinated with her book. And we sat and listened to her talk and almost missed the last ferry off the island. Remember that, Bill?
Oh, great. Cornelia has a wealth of information. She is almost the embodiment of the island itself.
She really is.
I want to sit at her knee and just say, tell me stories.
Well, you need to come for a trip down there, Ida. You need to come over.
I want to. I will. Well, that's great. On my list.
Great, great, great. And that's Ida Creel with Global Sign of Fun Travel who's talking there. And I've been trying to get her down to the island, so I'll have to keep working on that. So you guys write in and tell her to join me down there on the island.
Well, Nita, it's not going to be hard. It's definitely on my list. I am coming. I'm sure just... after today, it's moved way up.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. Because it's only about 4 hours drive from Atlanta.
Perfect.
And from the North Georgia area here in Gainesville, it's only about 5 hours drive. And Bill and I like to break it up a little bit.
We do. And to put Sapelo in its perspective, here in North Georgia, we have Lake Lanier Islands. Down on the coast, you have a series of 8 large barrier islands. And to put it in this perspective, the fourth largest island is Sapelo Island. It's about the size of Bermuda. It's about 60 miles from Savannah. Most of the Georgia Barrier Islands, the major ones people go to, when you think of Tybee, you think of Jekyll, Sea Island, St. Simons, you can get to these by bridge. But there are very few islands you can get to by boat. Cumberland, Little St. Simons, and Sapelo are the three that you can visit on a fairly regular basis. But these islands take small amounts of people, and they're in pristine conditions. Sapelo, out of the two between Little St. Simons and Cumberland, is the one that you, if you decide to visit, you have the most access to. And that's pretty rare. St. Catharines, which is a wildlife reserve, and Ossabaw, these islands you can't go to unless you're working with the DNR. And so to be able to visit that island and see pristine nature, it's been said that Sapelo has one of the most undisturbed strips of beach on the east coast of the United States. It's about 5.5 miles. And you just don't get that type of access and to be among nature and see that in very few places on the east coast of the United States.
Well, the beaches are pristine. I mean, just
pictures.
Unbelievable.
I can just picture myself there. It's absolutely beautiful.
For anyone listening who would love to come to Sapelo, there are quite a few choices that you have for accommodations. Of course, there are the Sapelo Island birdhouses, and you can certainly visit that website at www.sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. With an S, .com, or call us at 912-223-6515 and just talk with us about what's available. We can tell you a little bit about what to do on the island because there are tours that you can take, historic tours, where you can see a lot of the things that we've just had our guests talking about. There's fishing. A lot of people love to come fish and go shrimping and crabbing, and it's just a lot of sportsman type things to do there as well.
And don't forget the birding. I mean, birding and photography itself is incredible because you'll see some great wildlife, and almost every view that you see is a postcard.
That's true. That's true.
I've had some clients ask about how they would get there. So can you tell us a little about the ferry and whether parking is available, that kind of thing? Because those are some questions I've had.
That's very interesting. If you want to visit Sapelo, there's a ferry that runs. It's a state-sponsored ferry. It runs every day. It runs 3 days three times a day during most days of the week, but on Sundays the ferry runs twice. Mm-hmm. And there are two things that run on time, they say, in McIntosh County. One was Bubba's Cafe, and the other one was the ferry. So
Bubba's Cafe is good.
So when you come there, if the ferry says it leaves at 9 o'clock, it is leaving at 9 o'clock. And so you have to plan in advance to get there in time.
Yeah, I always tell people coming to Sapelo to plan to arrive at the ferry dock at least 30 minutes prior to the scheduled ferry that they're planning to take. And when you come over to Sapelo, you also have to bring groceries with you. So you need to figure in time for grocery shopping prior to getting on the ferry, to coming down to the ferry. So you do need to plan a little bit more time. And now we have also a great place for buying fresh vegetables. So if you want to figure that into your plans of coming over to Sapelo, and we will put on the website a great place for getting fresh vegetables, but it's Georgia Coastal Gourmet Farms that has some wonderful greens that you could take over with you. And also there are a couple of seafood markets in the area, but one in particular is really close to the ferry, and that's Dockside's Seafood Market. So when you come over, you definitely need to plan that in connection with your ferry ride. But I had another part, too, of the ferry going over is that you do have to have reservations for the ferry. Oh. And those reservations, I know, you have to have reservations. You can't just show up and say, hey, I'm going over today. You have to have reservations, and those reservations are made by the person that you're coming to visit.
And that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And as many places you can stay, we've mentioned before the birdhouses. The birdhouse is a project that was started by myself and Anita many years ago. And we did it with two concerns. One, we wanted to bring employment to the community. And we've done it by employing young people. The second thing we wanted to do with the project is we wanted to preserve the island environment. So we set it up with a very eco-friendly system. And with those two goals in mind, we think the project has been succeeding and growing over time. And you can find more information about this by going to the website. There's a couple of nature videos and some of the groups that we work with that we try to preserve the island culture life, but also the wildlife as well.
Oh, very much. I have checked it out. There's so much information on your website. I encourage everyone to check that out. How long does it take the ferry to get to Sapelo, and how much does it cost?
Well, there was a recent increase in the ferry amount. A whopping $5 is what it costs round trip to take the ferry over. And that is $5 per person. And so you just, you know, come up to the ferry and that's where you actually pay for that.
And you can use transportation as far as you could either rent a bicycle for some of the people on the island will have a bicycle rental. Mm-hmm. If you're staying at the birdhouses, they will come with a golf cart. And there's certain signs designating where you can take the golf cart and you can't. And that's very important. And that's a good way to get around because the community is about 2 miles from the beaches. The beaches are pristine, so you can't build on the beaches. But you will need the golf cart to get around and enjoy the island.
Some people hike, but yeah, you would like to have at least a golf cart or something. I'd also like to mention, because we just had Cornelia on the show as well, and Cornelia offers accommodations as well. And you may reach her for accommodations at The Wallow. And her number is 912-485-2206. And her accommodations are really great for families that are traveling together. Even couples that are looking for a getaway as well would enjoy staying at her place.
And also she has the store, the Grab All, and she also has the Trough, the only bar on Sapelo Island.
Yes, there's a bar on Sapelo.
That's fantastic. So, I'm coming.
Well, come on. And that applies to everyone who's listening to. We'd love for you to come and visit Sapelo. It is a wonderful place. We know you have a great time. This has been a wonderful show. We thank you very much for joining us today. And we will see you back soon again for another show where we go on another destination. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.